Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I have something I want you to hear. Some very, very interesting music here. And one of the things I want to point out to you is this. There's going to be a whole lot of sound. And this is what I mean by that. We're going to hear a lot of music filling up space. And only three musicians are going to be filling up all that space. Hiromi Uehara is the pianist. She is the featured artist, joined by an awesome bass player and an awesome drummer. And like I said, just the three of them are going to be filling up a lot of space. What I mean when I say filling up a lot of space is you're not going to hear have a lot of opportunities to hear silence, where nothing is happening. And a lot of musicians call that filling up the space. Those of you who are musicians, those of you who sing and or play, whether with bands, orchestras, you name it, do you have preferences? Do you have preferences as to whether there are measures in there, in the song, where there is just complete silence? Or do you prefer to have all the space filled up with music? And I'm not saying one or the other is right. I'm just asking you, do you have a preference? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear the space filled up where there are notes being played throughout, you can hear it now. And again, all this by three musicians, not 12, not 10, three. All right, I'm going to be letting you hear some more of that as we go. Let me tell you what, they're having some fun, too. I tell you what, one of my greatest joys, one of my greatest pleasures is to hear incredible music and to see the people making that music obviously enjoying themselves. I love it. All right, I want to ask you something. And Medical News Today is going to be helping us with this exploration. Social media. How many of you use it? Whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. Whether it's a combination of these sources for social media. How many of you use it? How many of you say, I don't use it at all? Of those of you who do use it, how many of you use it a lot? Maybe you're on there 5, 6, 8 times a day, maybe for 10 to 15 minutes each time. How many of you say, oh, 8 to 10 times a day, I'm just getting started. I hear you. Well, let me ask you this, because this is the main reason I'm asking you all about, you know, who among us is using social media. Do you think that it has an impact on our mental health and our well-being? Does it affect our mental health, our well-being at all? And if you think it does, do you think it has a positive impact, or do you think it has a negative impact? Or would you say, well, partly negative, partly positive, but more negative than positive? Or partly positive, partly negative, but more negative than positive, more positive than negative? Do you have a position at all? How would you say And this really, really gets us down to, as Gladys Knight and the Pips and some of the others used to say back in the day, gets us to the real nitty-gritty. Do you think that social media has had an impact on your mental health and your well-being? Well, in 1971, that's about when we had our first email delivered. About 40 years later, social media took the world by storm. It is taking the world by storm. Social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter, get this, are used by quite a few people in the world. Notice I said in the world now. I'm getting ready to ask you a question. This is your pop quiz. I'm going to ask you a question. And the question pertains to what's going on around the world and not just across America. On a worldwide basis, how many people would you suppose are using social networking sites? Think about all the social networking sites, not just Facebook, not just Twitter, all of them. How many people would you say are using these sites? Would you believe approximately one in four people, count four people and at least one person is using them? No matter where you are in the world, count four people, and out of those four, one person. Now, I'm not saying that's the way it works for real. I'm just saying the numbers. They're telling us the numbers work out that way. One in four people worldwide use social networking sites. Negativity may seem harmless, but some researchers suggest that social media may actually affect our mental health and our well-being. Now, stay with me, because I'm still going to be asking you to be exploring the question of whether the impact is only good, whether it is only bad, whether there may be some good and some bad. In 2012, Medical News Today reported on a study that suggested that Facebook use may actually feed anxiety and increase a person's feeling of inadequacy. A more recent study led by social psychiatrist Ethan Cross of the University of Michigan found that using Facebook may even make us miserable. Whew. Okay. Anyone had any of those experiences? Feeling of inadequacy. Feeling of anxiety or increased anxiety. Feeling miserable. Any of you felt that way and tied it to your use of social media? I'm just asking now. On the surface, according to Cross, Facebook provides an invaluable resource for fulfilling the basic human need for social connection. But rather than actually enhancing well-being, they found that Facebook use predicts the opposite result. Facebook use actually undermines well-being. But here's the question. Are such claims exaggerated? Or should we just be limiting our use of social media? Well, what exactly is social media? In essence, it defines an array of internet sites that enable people from all over the world to interact with each other. This can be done through discussion, photos, video, and audio, which is amazing. Think about when basically the only way of interacting we had was by talking with each other face to face, talking with each other over the phone, mailing letters to each other. And that was about it. What am I leaving out? Face to face, phone conversations, mail, not email, mail. Put it in the envelope, seal the envelope, address the envelope, put the stamp on the envelope, put it in the mailbox, mail. That was about it. So if someone was going to get some photos, you had to come through the mail. And now we can get the photos in still form if we prefer. We can have videos. They don't have to be mailed. Audio doesn't have to be on a cassette tape. They can get it all off the internet. Whether you're picking it up through your smartphone, your computer, your laptop, you name it. Facebook is the leading social networking site with more than, get this, a lot of you know this, let's hit it again though, 1.2 billion global active users every month. Now, to me, it would be amazing if we had 1.2 billion, even though this is on a global level. Still, to me, it would be amazing if we had 1.2 billion active users every year. That would be amazing. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about 1.2 billion active users every month. So you're talking about more than 12 billion every year. The site's popularity is followed closely by, believe it or not, one that you probably think was out of the picture, MySpace. And they're saying that Facebook's popularity is followed closely by MySpace, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Bebo. On average, how much time would you say that most Americans spend? Most Americans now, we're just talking Americans for this one. How much time would you say that most Americans spend using social networking sites each month? How many hours each month? I'll tell you in just a minute.